equine animals, including horses, mules, donkeys, and ponies, are the domesticated animals most susceptible to West Nile virus. In 2002, over 14,000 equine animals were reported and confirmed as infected with West Nile virus in the United States. While we will refer specifically to horses, the information in this program pertains to all equine animals. This program reflects information that is current as of the summer of 2003. Not all horses that are exposed to the West Nile virus become ill. Those that do become ill could develop signs including stumbling and weakness. Some animals display muscular twitching on the face, neck, or forelimbs, along with depression, fever, or paralysis. If you observe these signs in your horse, contact your veterinarian. There are no specific treatments for West Nile virus infection, but there are drug treatments that will aid in the recovery of the horse, so it is important to have your horse examined by a veterinarian if it shows signs consistent with West Nile virus infection. If a horse develops a severe form of the disease, it may lie down and become unable to rise. A sling can help the horse to stand. Experience indicates that approximately 30% of horses that develop disease from West Nile virus infection will die or need to be euthanized. Most surviving animals recover completely, but some may show lasting neurological effects. Fortunately, a West Nile virus vaccine is available for horses. The killed virus vaccine has been found to be effective and was fully licensed in February 2003. Currently, the vaccine is available only through veterinarians. The initial vaccination requires two shots spaced 3 to 6 weeks apart. An additional 4 weeks are needed for immunity to build. This means the vaccination process should begin in spring before the onset of mosquito season. Work with your veterinarian to develop the best vaccination plan for your horses. Annual boosters are required prior to the start of mosquito season. Because the length of prevention from this vaccine is still being determined, a second booster in midsummer may be recommended in temperate climates for areas experiencing intense West Nile virus activity. If mosquito season is year-round, then multiple boosters of vaccine may be required through the year. Work with your veterinarian to develop the best plan for your region of the country and for your horse or equine. The vaccine has been used extensively to protect broodmares from West Nile virus infection. Vaccination programs for young foals should begin at the age of 2 to 4 months, depending on the vaccination history of the foal's mother. 3 doses of vaccine are recommended for the initial series of immunization for your foal. Again, work with your veterinarian to develop the appropriate plan for your pregnant mare or foal. Vaccination is a critical tool for protection of horses living in West Nile virus affected areas. West Nile virus vaccinations are likely to become part of routine equine health maintenance. Horses, like humans, get West Nile virus by being bitten by disease-carrying mosquitoes. Horses cannot contract West Nile virus through contact with a horse that has the disease. Mosquito control should be part of every horse owner's West Nile virus prevention program. Try to eliminate standing water that could serve as mosquito breeding habitat. This includes buckets, puddles, old tires, or other outdoor containers. Clean your gutters to ensure proper drainage. Change the water in your stock tank at least once a week. If you cannot change the water, consider treating the water with BTI dunk. The BTI dunk contains a bacterial toxin that will kill mosquito larvae, but does not harm horses. Consult your veterinarian regarding their recommendations on this product before implementing it for your horses. You will need to sink the dunk so your horse does not try to eat it. If you have ponds with standing water, stock them with top feeding fish such as minnows. The fish feed on mosquito larvae and help control mosquito populations. Fans installed inside barns can keep air moving, which discourages mosquito activity. Turn off your barn lights at night. Mosquito repellents containing at least 35% DEET or permethrin can also help to control mosquito exposure. It is best to apply the insect repellent during times of intense mosquito feeding at dawn and dusk. While these mosquito-controlled measures provide added protection to both you and your animals, they are not a substitute for vaccination. Work with your veterinarian to develop the best plan for your region of the country and for your horse or equine. Make vaccinations part of a routine equine health program. Take measures to reduce mosquito exposure, and your animals will have a good chance of avoiding this disease. Infection in horses and other equine animals is an important impact of West Nile virus. Many people are also concerned about other animals. While there is a vaccine available for horses, it is only licensed for use in equine animals, and there are no data to suggest that it would be effective in preventing illness in other types of animals. Dogs and cats can become infected with West Nile virus. The primary route of transmission is through the bite of an infected mosquito, the same as with humans. Evidence suggests that illness is very unlikely in otherwise healthy dogs and cats, however. This means that West Nile virus is not considered a likely health threat for dogs and cats. If you are concerned about West Nile virus and plan to use a repellent on your pet, please discuss it with your veterinarian in order to find the appropriate product to use. Repellents made for people are usually not appropriate for pets that may ingest them by licking. Many species of birds can become ill and even die when infected with West Nile virus. Try to keep pet birds where they cannot be bitten by mosquitoes, if at all possible, or consider screening cages that are outdoors and reducing any possible mosquito breeding sites near the outdoor bird cages. You can check with your veterinarian and pet bird societies for more information. West Nile virus has been found in other types of animals, such as squirrels, rabbits, skunks, and alligators. Wildlife and health authorities are working to better understand how infection affects these animals.